You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
This feature is brought to you by 91, investing for a world of change. Now, for the last couple of months, we've been hearing the rhetoric that interest rates will remain higher for longer and that investors holding US dollars might be benefiting from the higher interest rates as they're earning more in terms of dollars. Now, this is all good and well for investors that are invested in the US dollar or in the US Treasury bonds, as an example, but it doesn't necessarily mean that other investors don't have opportunities out there ahead of them that they could take advantage of. Joined on the line by portfolio manager at 91, Adam Furlan, to take a look at some of these developments and see where the areas of opportunity might lie. Good evening, Adam. Thanks so much for taking the time. The US dollar has been on the receiving end of some really, really positive sentiment where it relates to interest rates, to the extent that individuals have been comfortable and institutions as well have been comfortable to leave cash lying around in US dollar bank accounts to earn interest at a higher level. Now, this doesn't necessarily mean that this is the best benefit for the idle cash, does it?
Hi, Jimmy. Thanks. You are correct. What we've noticed, I mean, we've had the Federal Reserve, the US, hike interest rates to 5.3%. So your overnight cash rate in the US should be 5.3%. But when an investor, a retail investor, goes to a bank account, goes to their bank and deposits their money at the bank, banks have not adjusted their cash rates. And on average, what you're getting at US banks for retail investors is 1-2% for overnight cash money. And you know, the reason the banks aren't willing to pay up for that cash money is because they're seeing, you know, investors being quite lazy to switch their money into more term deposits, and for that reason they're benefiting from paying out that lower cash rate and benefiting from the cheaper rates of funding. As a retail investor, if you were to shift your cash out of a bank account into a money market investment, so a low risk investment, a money market mutual fund, at those levels you're earning that SOFA rate, you're accessing the wholesale funding market, and you're able to achieve that SOFA rate of 5.3% with a small pickup. And you know, in the global income fund space, there are other opportunities where you can further enhance your yield for relatively low levels of risk, as we are now in a period where interest rates are higher for longer, and investors are actually rewarded with a handsome compensation for relatively low levels of risk.
You say handsome compensation, and immediately what comes to mind is South African government bonds. I mean, we were north of 10% in terms of the yield on that, on a five-year bond. And that obviously, if you look at the projected growth path of South Africa over the next 2 to 3 years, becomes a very attractive case. Adam, I want to look at the other side of the conversation where it relates to the risk that you alluded to. Obviously, 1-2% on cash that's sitting idle is very, very little to be earning there, especially if you think about the inflation that's going to erode that, but also if you think about the other opportunities, as you said, that might be out there. Let's look at some of those opportunities and how they might be affected by interest rates as they come down. So eventually, we do know that this is going to be the case. We've heard this from all of the international central banks, that at some point we will end this higher for longer cycle. What does that then mean for retail investors right now? What assets should you be looking at if you're looking to take on a bit of risk, but you're also looking to ensure that the return you get kind of makes sense?
Yeah. So for a retail investor with a relatively low risk tolerance, wanting, you know, with offshore cash, you know, your options are, you know, a US dollar money market fund. That's, you know, the first step is to get out of cash because you're not being compensated for an appropriate yield. To move into a US dollar money market fund, you're getting a small pickup relative to US dollar cash. But to take it one step further, a global income fund is now an option for dollar investors, where yields are now at you know, quite attractive levels. So at 91, we have a global diversified income fund which invests flexibly across developed markets and emerging market interest rate products. And you know, in this environment, a portfolio like that is yielding over 6% in US dollars, and we think that is a very attractive interest rate for a relatively low risk portfolio with limited capital at risk.
So, Adam, what does that then mean for the portfolios or the portfolio decisions that have to be made if we look at sort of a longer term view and we look at what happens once those rates do eventually come down and we see the effect that that'll have on yields? Is there a way to sort of position a portfolio to be in between the current situation and accommodating for various kinds of alternative situations in the future?
Yes, most definitely. So the portfolio stance we currently have is quite conservative. In the US, you know, we've had a change in the inflation dynamic from the fourth quarter of last year, where inflation was falling quite rapidly, to the first quarter of this year, where we actually started to see some upside surprises in inflation, and particularly services inflation proving a bit stickier in the US in returning to the Fed's 2% target. So that's brought into question the extent to which we will receive rate cuts. At the beginning of the year, we expected to receive 1.5%. The market priced in 1.5% of rate cuts from the Fed for this year, starting in the first quarter. We've had no cuts so far, so that was incorrect. And and now by the end of the year, the market only expects the Fed to cut between 1 to 2 times, so by less than 50 basis points. This higher for longer rhetoric is out there now because because we're seeing the U.S. economy responding quite resiliently to this higher level of interest rates, which means their growth rates are going to be less impacted, which means they are not going to be forced to reduce rates as quickly as previously anticipated. So for that reason, you know, we've been positioned quite low in terms of interest rate risk in our portfolio in the Global Diversified Income Fund because of that economic resilience that we're seeing in the U.S. economy. So not locking in as much of interest rate risk in the portfolio, and also investing in global credit. You know, global investment grade credit is performing very, very handsomely at the moment because of, you know, the stronger growth outlook in the global economy and in the U.S. economy. And for that reason, we feel quite comfortable owning investment-grade credit assets, enhancing the yield of the portfolio and remaining conservative in terms of our interest rate risk stance because we don't foresee a very deep cutting cycle out of the U.S. and global economy.
Adam, I want to look at the divergence that policy is going to create. We have touched on the fact that the US did not expect their economy to remain this resilient, but at the same time, economies like European economies are saying that they're under strain. They may have to cut rates sooner. We know the South African picture as well might not have the luxury of being able to wait until the interest rate cycle starts its cutting cycle from the US's perspective. These diverging views on how to tackle individual interest rate decisions by the central banks, how does this create a unique opportunity for investors where they might say, you know what, that economy is going to remain higher for longer, but this one might be coming down sooner rather than later, and therefore that might present an opportunity somewhere?
Yes, most definitely. Policy divergence across the globe presents opportunities in a globally unconstrained income fund. So in the 91 Global Diversified Income Fund, how we have the portfolio currently positioned is in UK interest rates relative to US interest rates. So the UK economy is responding a lot quicker than the US to the higher levels of interest rates. We're starting to see it impact consumption in that economy. We're starting to see it impact the housing market in that economy. And for that reason, we expect the Bank of England to be reducing rates, you know, at a more rapid rate than in the US. Because of that, you will benefit from locking in interest rates in the current environment in the UK and remaining, you know, less locked in the US, because in the US you'll be remaining higher for longer. And that is how one can position a portfolio to benefit from the divergence in these economies and the divergence in the monetary policy expectations going forward. Similarly, I mean, you mentioned South Africa. In South Africa, we have a very prudent central bank, and we expect them to wait for the Fed before they start reducing interest rates. And this is predominantly due to the risk that moving interest rates ahead of the Fed poses to our local currency and then impacts on inflation. So we would think that, you know, a central bank like our South African Reserve Bank would be a lot more slower to reduce interest rates than someone like the Bank of England or the ECB, where they're seeing their economy reacting quite quickly to the higher level of interest rates.
Well, still lots of areas of opportunity to be explored. We'll have to wait and see how the central banks view these options. In the meantime, I'm sure asset managers like 91 are ready and willing to help if you are looking to take advantage of a little more risk in the market for a little more reward. We'll leave it at that, Adam. That's Adam Furlan, portfolio manager at 91. This feature was brought to you by 91, investing for a world of change.
When it comes to offshore investing, your investments deserve first-class treatment. As the only global investment manager with roots in South Africa, we're here for you and everywhere for your money. 91, investing for a world of change. 91 is an authorized FSP.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.